ABC Radio Australia.
One key country that won't be joining the discussions here in Suva is Kiribati. Tessie Lambourne, Kiribati's opposition leader, joins me now down the line from Tarawa to speak about the latest. Ms. Lambourne, welcome to Pacific Beat from Suva.
Good morning, Priyanka.
Lovely to hear you there. Now, as we just heard, Kiribati's President Taneti Mamau wrote to the PIF Secretary General saying that Kiribati will stand firm on its decision to leave the forum. What do you think about that?
That first, it's quite a shock to learn of the decision of our president and our government to leave the Pacific Forum, the Pacific Islands Forum. And it's quite disappointing in a way that this is the way we're trying to address the concerns that we have. I can appreciate that this is a sovereign decision by our country and the government that we have in office at this time. But I really believe there are better ways to address concerns, and that is to stay within the forum family and to raise our concerns and resolve them through dialogue and diplomacy. That's how I feel about the decision.
Yes, and do you think that's possible? I mean, what will it take for Kiribati to come back?
I am very optimistic that there's always a possibility for Kiribati to return to the forum family. I think that what our government has decided is based on you've already discussed the sense of exclusion in some of the processes, and that's something that most countries wouldn't appreciate. But I do feel optimistic that with continued dialogue and diplomacy by our Pacific Forum family, Kiribati will. I hope that our current government will see it fit to return to the fold of the Pacific Islands Forum family.
And what do you think this could? What impact do you think this could have on Kiribati and the Pacific as a whole?
Well, certainly on Kiribati. I mean, we are a very small island state, and if we want our issues to be addressed at the multilateral level and especially at the international level, climate change, for example, ocean governance or fisheries issues, we need to discuss these through our group, through the forum, because that's how we have been dealing with issues of common interest together as a family, as a bloc, as a group. And we take our issues to the international community as a group and as a family. And that's my concern is now that we're out of the forum family, my concern is how are we going to take our issues or represent our people at the international level, being on our own without the backup or support or without the participation in regional positions on those very critical issues for Kiribati.
Yes, if you are just tuning in to Pacific Beat, we're broadcasting live from Suva, where the Pacific Islands Forum is beginning today. But there is one major player missing, as we've been talking about. Kiribati won't partake in the meeting and has signaled it will leave the forum. We're joined live now by Kiribati's opposition leader, Tessie Lambourne. Now, Tessie, another reason that Kiribati is not here in Suva today is because the meeting actually clashes with Kiribati's National Day, which is being celebrated across the country. Now, President Taneti Mamau says that's the reason he asked for it to be rescheduled, but that wasn't considered or acknowledged. What do you think of that? Do you think that is a fair enough reason to step away from talks and to step away from the forum as a whole?
I don't believe that's a valid reason not to attend the forum. I mean, there have been occasions in the past where Kiribati's president was not able to attend. And there's always a way to send a minister or a special envoy to represent Kiribati at that very, very important meeting. This has been done in the past. And And it's an option that our government could have considered.
Yes, and you know, do you have optimism? Do you believe that Kiribati will return to the forum? How do you see the next few months playing out?
I do feel optimistic about it, but it's the current. I think it depends on the current government's sense of what's it feels is fair for Kiribati. But I do hope that there is no other reason for leaving the forum family. I sincerely hope that there hasn't been any influence on our government's decision from other external sources. And that's something of a concern to us, because this is so unlike Kiribati to make such a dramatic decision like this.